Hello, this is Vicki Lowe. I'm a Freeport resident. I work at Freeport Community Library. The building you're now looking at was Freeport's first library, the B.H. Bartol Building. It's one of over 1,600 libraries built in the United States from 1886 to 1919 with money donated by the industrialist and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie. George Burnham designed this building, which is named for Barnabas Henry Bartol, a successful New York and Philadelphia mechanical engineer and businessman. Mr. Bartol was born in Freeport. As early as 1830, an informal library association flourished in Freeport. Attorney Josiah Mitchell is said to have maintained a modest library in his law offices here in the center of town. Details are not clear, but it appears that when he died in 1852, others took on the responsibility of maintaining and increasing the library's collection. In 1880, action was taken to establish a new library association, which appears to have moved from one business location to another until it was finally disbanded in 1900. The arrival of a traveling library from Connecticut inspired residents to establish the Freeport Library Association. The book collection was reorganized and memberships were solicited. A campaign to raise adequate funds for a permanent library that would have a home of its own began. Approximately $3,500 was collected, and money was advanced to purchase a lot within the village on which a permanent library building could be erected. And in recognition of the $1,000 donated to the cause by his heirs, the town named the library for Barnabas Henry Bartol. The building was dedicated on May 26, 1906, with an array of speeches before an enthusiastic crowd. By the mid-1990s, it was obvious that Freeport needed a new library building. In 1993, the library staff, the town manager, and the library board worked well together to plan and build a modern library. In 1997, the Freeport Community Library was constructed off Upper Main Street. This new facility ensures the community's continued access to the library's valuable resources. The town still owns the B.H. Bartol Building on Main Street and leases it for retail business use. It stands proudly as evidence of the intent and determination of Freeport to have a community library. One of my first memories is my first visit to the Bartol Library in 1950. I was 5 years old. My mother and I walked over to the library and up the wide, big front granite steps and into the Bartol Library, where she introduced me to the librarian, Enid Crooker. From then on, I stopped at the library on my way home from the Grove Street School every day that it was open. I have spent my entire life enjoying Freeport's libraries.